o'clock hour. Oh, hot again. I can't yell. I gotta be farther back.
You come in. Well, it's because you ordered your salmon and you're excited.
I did.
Oh, actually, I know you don't gamble.
Sean ordered.
You don't drink and you don't gamble, so thank you for coming down. But you love eating salmon, and you love the salmon here.
The food's amazing here.
If you were to, you're not going to gamble on sports. If someone said, Jason, I need you to throw a little scratch on something, are you doing a slot? You doing blackjack? You doing roulette? What are you doing?
First of all, like the games like roulette and craps.
Craps is fun.
Roulette's the blast.
I feel like it's a
roulette,
lot.
I don't know. I started playing the four-corner bit. You don't even really get that excited if you hit it, you know?
I don't know. Tell me more.
I'm talking to Jelly.
I like methodically playing roulette where you play against the multiples of three, so you cover two-thirds of the table, a little less than two-thirds of the table, not including the zeros. And so you bet the two columns, and you just avoid the multiples.
And then you win a pork shoulder if you win, right?
Yeah.
Like a meat raffle.
That'd be wonderful if that was the case, yeah.
I think I would probably play slots.
Yeah. And why I brought that up, because I knew you'd say slots. Kind of like the lottery now, I don't fully understand. So if I go put a little scratch down on a game, I know, hey, plus six, minus six, I didn't win. Mm-hmm. There are these games, and I'm not going to give any free advertising out.
Are there any that ice cream comes out?
Can you imagine? You hit it and they give you a soft serve cone.
Sweet.
No, that's
I'd play that one.
That's actually from a food standpoint, somebody should come up with that.
We're innovators.
But I digress.
Ice cream lottery slot machine.
You put in, and you get extra toppings if you get a cherry or something like that.
Oh, I got the
cold hard cash.
It used to be, and I'm not going to get like all old man on you here.
Free scoops.
But it used to be sevens. Oh, three sevens. Great, I won. Oh, there's jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Oh, I won.
Right.
Now there's like 700 lines that are crisscrossing each other.
Yeah.
And there's these buffaloes. Oh, you hit four buffaloes here. Oh, I did this.
I don't even know
if I win or lose or not. And I'm sitting here like, I'm just mindlessly, you know that gif that you got where everybody's like, ding, 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 just constantly hitting the. That's what I feel like. I don't even know if I won. And then with the lottery, it's the same thing. I don't even know. Sometimes you put it down, pull tabs, you know you win. It says, I win. Not enough drama for me. The lottery, I don't know. There's times I'm sure you just throw lottery scratch-offs off, then you don't even know if they won or not.
I had this exact same thought as I walked through the casino and saw all the... I mean, there are
the Wheel of
miles
Fortune used
of
to be
slots.
A great game.
Right.
Cliffy and I loved... Because the fun part is you get that big wheel, and then they spin it, and you're kind of like, this is awesome, and it always ends up on 25. And it's not that awesome, but the excitement, those endorphins
hit.
Yeah,
Paula hit one of those in Las Vegas. She won like $500 like 10 years ago.
Did you report it?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. I had a nice Wheel of Fortune win on our cruise in January. That was a good one.
Nobody asked you.
Machine, okay.
How much did you win?
Oh,
did you report it?
$50, I think, on like a $2 spin. It was pretty good.
That's nice. Well, anyways, it's just you don't even know.
It's overwhelming.
There's so much stuff.
We should get Luis up here or somebody else from the Potawatomi team, because I am curious. Do they still have the old school slots where it's
there's
just
still
three
Wheel of Fortune
things and
you
just see?
There
so
certainly
for a dummy
is.
Like me that can't keep track of more
but you
of
get
that?
You get drawn in by those big beautiful screens, and you love seeing buffaloes stampeding around, like that's cool. And all of a sudden coins
are they
shaking
white buffaloes?
And, like there's something. What did you say?
Are they white buffaloes?
Well, that's rare. That's the rare of the buffaloes.
You really win when you
so I don't know. Like today, that's why I'm not sure I'm gonna get my. I'm gonna dabble. I'm not sure what I'm all gonna dabble into. But
the big dabbler.
Yeah, I. The fact that I would win and not know. Bothers me, but I kind of like losing and not knowing too. If any of that makes any sense to you,
it doesn't.
Okay. Nope.
You know what else doesn't make sense? Grading free agent signings before they've even actually become signings. They're just agreements. Jesse, do you have any special music queued up for your little segment here?
Sure do. And we begin. Again, this is ESPN's Seth Walder.
Who, by the way, does a really good job. I'm sure that this is he's required
to do
this. That's
who Domofsky's pawning off his
exactly. He's the boldathon guy. Yes. But he does a really good job. I just don't know how you can grade this. We have no idea how well these players are going
to
play.
I'd like to see you be as critical of journalists as you are of players. I've never heard you get on and say, oh, that guy's full of baloney, other than the one dude that you don't like.
Corbin.
No, not Corbin. That's Tausch's.
Corby's been pretty much wrong on everything. No offense to Corbin.
None taken.
You guys all texted me. You better apologize to Corbin. Keep waiting on
that. DK Metcalf did get traded. He wasn't wrong.
So what? Everybody knew he was going to get traded. First round.
All right, so we don't have a grade from Seth Walder on Nate Hobbs. Hobbs is not part of this, but Aaron Banks is. 4 years, 77.
Wait, Hobbs isn't even a significant enough signing to make the cut?
He did not grade Nate Hobbs. Nope.
How about Calvin Hobbs?
4 years, no Hobbs Roy of Hobbs. Any kind to be found.
No Hobbsy. Okay.
The grade provided by ESPN's Seth Walder for the Green Bay Packers signing guard Aaron Banks, 4 years, $77 million. C-.
Yeah, I'm guessing because you get caught up in the Pro Bowls and you get caught up with the big price tag.
It is a big price tag.
That I think people that don't pay attention realize that, well, Green Bay's got other things. Well, they do. Green Bay has other issues that they're trying to address. It's just until you don't have an interior O-line, nobody cares. And it's not sexy. And it's not going to get all the billboards and all the other stuff. So I understand it. I would have said probably a low B. Love with the B, the silent B. I don't know. He was the best guard on the board, by all accounts. And he got paid that way.
It's true.
He's young. Good. He's not an old guy.
He's not that young.
He's played. He's an experienced guy. It's a spot that Goody felt like he needed to address. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit, this is a... You know, they do power rankings right after the college football season ends, and they do the same thing with the NFL. You don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, Aaron Banks is going to turn 28 on September 3rd. It is a 4-year, $77 million deal. What did Seth write before I asked Tausch my follow-up question, Jesse?
The first line is, whew, that's a lot of money for Banks.
Was it phew? Like W-H-E-U exclamation point exclamation point?
W-H-E-W. Whew. That's a lot of money.
Any exclamation points, though?
No exclamation points. No.
Okay.
It's capital J journalism still here.
Yeah.
Listen, says Seth Walder, I'm the first to tell you that offensive line is important, but this is high-end money for a player who hasn't proved to be that yet. Mm. Banks is coming off his best season by our numbers. Remember, he's one of the analytics nerds over at ESPN. But even with that context, his pass block win rate, 92%, ranked 38th out of 64 guards. And his run block win rate, 69%, ranked 46th. Says a little bit more after that, too.
I understand. Yeah, that was like Jesse yesterday. I tell you, he's like, and this guy's from Halliburton. What did you say? He's a guy. Oh, he's a guy.
Halliburton, a Wisconsin guy.
He's a guy.
Because you can't call him a Wisconsin native. He clearly
is. He's going through this whole.
He's from Oshkosh.
I wanted to call him an Oshkosh native, but he's not an Oshkosh native anymore. He lives in Indiana. So an Oshkosh.
Well, that's not what a native is.
I don't
not
know
Oshkosh guy.
He's an Indiana resident.
It's a complete conundrum. Jesse totally butchered it.
Right,
He couldn't even look at me. He knew that I was going to scold him.
Tausch was just staring me down.
Yeah, it was a bad.
Deservedly so.
It stunk.
So here's the issue that I think Chewy had this morning when I talked to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which was actually Josh, Strolf, and Chewy. But that's a lot of money to spend on a guard when you do have the other needs. And my point to him was, they spent it on this fellow because there weren't guys that were available to them at the other need places that were worthy of this money. There's not a wide receiver worth paying big bucks to.
My question is, though, it would have been cheaper to go and get the best center available in Malmon.
Right.
Is it Malmon?
Yes.
Dahlman.
Drew Dahlman.
And then you could keep Elton Jenkins as kind of...
Yes.
So, I believe that...
And he's 26, by the way, Drew Dahlman.
I believe that Jenkins wants to play center. I think he wants to play center. I think he has probably told the group that that's what he wants. He's going to want to get probably a long-term deal like Dahlman's, which would be less than what he's getting.
Drew Dahlman, 3 years, $42 million, $28 million guaranteed.
I would think Elgton Jenkins would like a deal just like that to play three more years at center. And this is, again, why – I mean, I love the offensive line. I love watching it. I think it's where you win and lose games. So that's why I'm not as opposed to it. I get the fantasy footballization of it, but – what Green Bay does and how they approach this is going to be fascinating. Jordan Morgan, is he going to be left tackle? Sheed Walker, are they going to pay him? The only certain thing I know right now, there's two.
Zach
Banksy is going to be playing left guard, and he's being paid handsomely, and they're going to extend Zach Tom. Otherwise, this is a total Rubik's Cube. I don't know. I'm not good at it. I don't know the color schemes. I'm not sure. Can you spin that one spot? There is so much. I think, you know, my analogy yesterday was the musical chairs. Jordan Morgan's going to be sitting down.
No doubt.
Somebody's standing there with their hand, you know what, not having a chair to sit.
I don't know.
What?
So two things. The Drew Dahlman contract, which, by the way, he went to the Bears. The Bears, say what you want and say, oh, you can't win in March and everything else. They have done what they needed to do.
Well, see. They've tried.
They have augmented an offensive line that did not do a good enough job protecting their franchise quarterback in his rookie season. And Ben Johnson has come in there, and they are doing that. They had cap money to spend, and they have spent it to protect their quarterback. Whether they got the right guys, we have to wait and see. But Dahlman would have cost you less and play center. You just plug and chug and put him in where Josh Myers had been. But even you knew Josh Myers was walking. So my question for you is, if you so chose in the short term of this year, you have your starting five potentially still, right? Like you have from left to right, Sheed Walker, who maybe they don't feel as good about as we thought. Then you've got Elgton Jenkins. Then you've moved Elgton Jenkins to center. You've got Jordan Morgan at left guard. You got Elgton Jenkins at center. You've got Sean Ryan at right guard. And you've got Zach Tom at right tackle. That is not a bad offensive line group.
Nope.
But instead you decided to pay a guy. And now one of those guys that you would view as a possible starter becomes the sixth man.
Who do you think they are?
I think it's going to be Sean Ryan.
Yeah, they do not. I think, again, this has been a theme of the show today. Not what they say, what they do.
When they say nice things about you, they don't really like you that much?
And Sean Ryan, they have shown. They tried to get rid of him.
Except he answered the bell every time and prevented them from getting rid of him.
How much do they appreciate and like that, what he's given them? I don't know the answer to that. I know watching, I love the way he flies around, he plays hard, he does all the things that you'd hope for, but is he consistent enough for them? Offensive line play isn't about, you know, a couple of great blocks that you have. It's about, you know, consistently you winning. Or mainly, are you not losing? I mean, that's O-line play. Don't give up big things. Be steady. How steady is he? The consistency was always the part, and that's why Jordan Morgan, they kept. Even when Jordan Morgan, it just didn't seem like he was injured. This and Sean Ryan, you thought was playing good. They continue to say, nope, you're still out there. Keep going. They could have said, well, you know what? This not re-signing Josh Myers has been abundantly clear from most of
us
for a long time. So then why play him last year? Why do that? Why not give some guys an opportunity to jump in there and take it? Nobody did.
Yeah,
and that is probably why you saw the situation play out the way that it did. That's why Domofsky brought up the Zach Tom piece, because when he brought that up and you said that LaFleur basically snuffed it out and said, this is not going to be an article that I'm going to help you with.
Correct.
That told you a lot.
It did.
And now I just wonder, how much do they love Rasheed Walker? Jordan Morgan was drafted under the thought process he was going to be the left tackle of the future, and they didn't even let him sniff because they knew the inside of the O-line was the weaker part they needed to address.
Yeah, you're right.
So now they addressed it. Do they now let their first-round pick go out and compete with Rashid Walker on a higher level? Because it was abundantly clear to them, Rashid Walker's one of our better players. We're not even going to mess. We need Jordan Morgan to usurp something in the middle here.
Well, the big usurper.
And nothing was usurped.
I want to hear what Seth did for some of the other grades. For like,
do you?
I do.
Okay.
Because I'm curious, because, look, this is perception, right? The Vikings have done more. The Bears have done more. The Lions have done more.
More with what?
More in free agency.
Have they? Vikings for sure have.
The
Bears for sure have. The Lions? Have they?
I think so.
In what regard?
I think they've added some
pieces. Lost Zeitler. They lost Zeitler.
Have you entered the agent game?
No.
Okay. I'm really happy for him, even though he didn't get back to me. Do you think, before we get into what Detroit has done, do you think that the Packers would have been better off saving that money and spending it elsewhere and getting Kevin Zeitler for a year and then figuring out from there what they should do with their offensive line?
It's not fair for me to tell you that Banks is going to be great or good. I know the evaluators that watch all of this obviously felt that way, or they don't do what they did. So I am fine with this decision. I always want to go younger, and Kevin is older. But if you feel like you want to solidify things and you feel like your guys are there, you bring a Zeitler in. That, again, tells you everything you need to know. That's not how the Packers felt.
Nope, you're right.
They want to go younger. They felt like we need to bring a guy in here that can play here for a while, because that young group that we always seem to be spitting out players, maybe that pipeline's not as robust as we thought.
So the Lions signed DJ Reed, but they also lost Carlton Davis.
Mm-hmm. That's a net loss.
They kept Derek Barnes. They kept Marcus Davenport. Anthony Pittman, who's a linebacker. They kept our guy Dan Skipper, who was their big swing guy. He was their Kevin Berry,
touchdown catcher.
Non-reporter.
Indeed.
They're an anti-J guy.
They kept a lot of their own, so that's not as sexy, but they did. There's a lot of guys that they got deals done with that they kept. So, again, I don't know what they probably have been slightly above the Packers in maybe getting a number of guys, but theirs has not been sexy either. So I definitely want to get to what kind of grades the Vikings and the Bears got. I know this, Kohler Services gets A-plus grades from everywhere, from Tausch's bathroom to the Coliseum.
Oh, indeed. And if you've been putting off your bath or shower, what the heck are you doing? Now is the time to turn to Kohler Services. That was hot. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, $1,000 off your Luxtone shower remodel and no payment financing until OT26. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
More grades, and then Whoa Nelly, and more fun from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, give me some grades, even though Tausch isn't interested.
I'll tell you what, though. Coon Dog, Matty Coon had just put this out. The Lions losing Aaron Glenn.
Oh, yeah. He's right.
He is.
And Ben Johnson.
He is 100% right. That is a monster loss.
I agree.
For both. And this idea that Minnesota, they are spending bigly on defensive line and on their defense, and they're shoring up their O-line. They're setting it up because they know they have 4 years of relative cost certainty at quarterback. But you know what, Jason? You know what they don't know?
I don't know.
What don't they know, Tausch?
Thank you, Jesse. How good J.J. McCarthy is. All this stuff is cute and pretty.
Yep.
But if J.J. McCarthy is similar to what he was, and I know this sounds crazy, I watched a lot of J.J. McCarthy at Michigan. He's fine. He had world-class talent over there. Michigan had draft picks coming out of there. No, granted, most of them were on the defensive side of the ball. He was not – it's not like this is some guarantee that he is going to be able to play even close to the Sam Darnold level. Sam Darnold played better than Jordan Love last year. There's a reason Minnesota beat us twice and was better than us in the regular season. They had good quarterback play. All this other stuff is cute. If their quarterback play isn't good, they ain't doing jack.
You're right.
And nobody knows what that's going to look like from Minnesota's standpoint. So you go ahead, get all excited. Yeah, that's great. But they don't have a clue what they got with him. And if they tell you they do, they're lying, because they don't. Nobody does. So all of this other stuff, who do you feel best about right now? You'd say Detroit. Then you'd say Green Bay. And I'd make an argument, and you'd say Chicago. And then you'd say Minnesota. Now, that doesn't mean that their rosters are better.
If they're right about the quarterback, then everything's different. Obviously.
If they're right.
Mm-hmm.
If is a very big word. And it's only two letters. Think about that.
Oh, so lucky to have
you. Okay.
Jesse, give me a couple of NFC North free agent signings.
So since we were talking O-line, let's talk about the Chicago Bears, because they did make a couple of changes. Center Drew Dahlman, you mentioned, 3 years, $42 million. Seth Walder gives him a B-minus, or the Bears a B-minus, I suppose, for that move. The trade for Joe Tooney from Kansas City gives the Bears a B. The Chiefs a B-plus for getting a 2026 fourth-round pick in return. And then last but not least, they traded with the Rams for Jonah Jackson. Seth Walder gives the Bears a D for that move. So all these moves the Bears have made on the offensive line, the best grade is a B from Seth Walder.
Yeah, I
maybe
think
they're not as good as we thought.
Let me tell you something. Just because you address something doesn't mean it's going to be addressed properly.
That's true.
I think Joe Tooney. Listen, Joe Tooney's a stud. He's getting old. Kansas City, I would have liked to have kept him. This is not one of those cases where they didn't think he could play.
He's 32. He'll be 33 in November.
Let me tell you something. That's ancient.
Yeah? No, I'm not
disagreeing
with you.
He's played a ton of snaps in the postseason. He is – there's still tread there. But Kansas City, they got some great years out of him, and then they said, we're going to give him away for a fourth-round pick?
Makes you think.
What's the theme of the show today?
Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Sometimes I wonder if you listen to me. Jesse, what's the theme of the show?
I was going to say bet the games and Coors Lights and watching hoops.
Salmon.
Not what they say, what they
do. That's not the theme of the show.
That has been something I've pounded on all day.
Tausch
Thank you.
Tausch is in the UW Athletic Hall of Fame.
Not what I say, it's what I do. And they did that. That is what they did. So I think Tooney's going to be good for them. Old boy from the Rams.
Jonah Jackson.
Couldn't even play for him. They were giving him away. Now, he has a relationship with Johnson. I get it. Maybe he's going to be a stud. But they're paying him $17, $18 million a year, and the Rams couldn't get rid of him fast enough. So just because you say, we're solidifying the offensive line, that doesn't mean anything. It means we're trying because we need to.
Is that your Ben Johnson voice? What was that?
I don't know. I'm really annoyed that both of you. I've said that five times today, and then you're sitting there I don't know.
But that's not the theme of the day.
Here's the voice. Yeah.
You've said that for weeks and months and years
but
on
I've
end.
Pounded
it's not
on
the theme
today.
Of today.
The Josh Myers part of it. The signing of Banks, it's all coming together with the what's
okay,
the theme?
That's not the theme of the day.
Get my picnic
you're
basket.
Right. Hey, boo-boo.
Why don't you tell us about the theme of the day is Jason got out of his basement and he drove by Gruber billboards that he drove by a lot of Quick Trips.
Not everything revolves around Jason, so I would not say it that way.
I'm aware that not
everything. Oh, I know.
Believe me, I know it doesn't revolve around me.
Life is busy, and for the Wildies, it's busy. For the Tauschers, it's busy. Quick Trip gets it. And whether you're craving that fresh coffee that I wouldn't let me bring into, that's another story.
What are you doing?
Well, I had a fresh coffee from Quick Trip, but I didn't get to bring it in. Not happy about
it. They have rules there. You got to follow the rules.
I'm just telling you. You guys want me to be honest or not? Because I'm going to be honest. A tasty bakery treat, grab-and-go meal, or snack. Quick Trip is your go-to, and it has a variety of apps. I love those mozzie sticks, man. Cheese curds are good, but give me the mozzie sticks from Quick Trip. It's fantastic. Nature's Touch ice cream. We got this. You know, we got that machine that you can make milkshakes with. You see them all over the place. You know what I'm talking about? The Ravi, I think it's called. I don't know exactly what it's called. I shouldn't give it away anyways.
The creamy?
But we got this big gallon of vanilla ice cream, the Nature's Touch from Quick Trip, and now we're making milkshakes, and we're making smoothies. It's beautiful. They also have Quick White Bread, 99 cents. You can get that pork loin, 4 for $5. And it's going to get a little chilly coming up, and you can get those big old bags of soup. Get that big
the
old
theme
bag
of the day.
Get those big old bags of soup, $6.99 on Tuesdays for 36 or 40 ounce bags. And you know, I can't talk about Quick Trip without roasted whole chickens. Special $6.99 on Mondays. You got the $9.99 tenders on Wednesdays. Fuel your day with quality taste. Download the Quick Rewards app and take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. Quick Rewards on every visit. Plus, you can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
So the for real machines that we love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm big on Facebook Marketplace. I sell hangers there.
I've heard,
I sell a variety of things. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I saw you sending something out as we were doing the show. That's probably why I didn't know my theme.
That wasn't true, actually.
No, I saw it.
But someone in Luxembourg, Wisconsin.
Luxembourg Casco, another great hyphenated city.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is selling a for real machine on Facebook
Marketplace.
And it's $5,000
for real.
Yes, but wouldn't it be fun to be like your own Quick Trip location and have that in your house?
To have your own for real.
Yes,
I think I'd rather have the
the 3D pancake printer.
It's tough. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah,
how many
tough to beat the for real?
How many for reals would machine you have to make that like a worthwhile investment?
Because well, so you get two for $7.
And do they service it?
Well, you'd have to find. No, you'd have to service it yourself.
It's more questions than
I like. Quick Trip's not coming out to your house. You're competing with them then.
Well, right. I understand. I'm wondering if the for real people, like, aren't they?
Is there for real people?
I don't know. And how do you? My other question is: did somebody like break into a Quick Trip and steal the for real machine?
The for real fairy.
You're not going to sell it on Facebook.
The for real fairy drops off.
How did you come in?
Right.
How did you come in?
I don't know. I think for real should be listening to the show today, and they should be thinking about doing that with a slot machine. And you get a for real when you hit, like, I don't know, two cows.
I'll tell you this. I would
play that
game.
Two cows and a stick of butter or something.
I would play that game.
Oh, I know you would.
But the next game we'll play will be Wonelli. And that is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Cause I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get beat. No, I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you and I are down. So irritating. No, don't wanna be my friend no more. I wanna be somebody else. Yeah. Don't let me get beat. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you and I are down.
You know what else I don't like about being in person with you?
I thought we've had a real fun show today. This is not like our normal.
It's been better.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been very jolly today.
You are. You're very excited to be at the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Yeah.
You got buddies coming.
Yeah.
You're going to be
Coors Light,
put a little scratch down on some different
win a little bit
competitions.
Figure out how to run those Buffalo games.
But it does, well, maybe this is a good thing for our listeners. It does reduce Jesse's contributions to the show.
Yeah. He doesn't chime
like
in
significantly
as much.
Curtails it.
It's really, we don't see him.
After the great day I had Monday, that's pretty deserved for the rest of the show so far this week. So that's right. Fair.
Well, we're going to turn it over to you now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
So apparently there is some type of rule there can only be one head coach named Ben Johnson active at a time in the greater Midwest.
Clever.
Ben Johnson hired as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears from the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator. So the Minnesota Golden Gophers, after falling to Northwestern yesterday in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament, have fired their head men's basketball coach, Ben Johnson, after 4 seasons. Just a couple of weeks removed from, I think it was John Rothstein of CBS Sports tweeting that Ben Johnson's done an incredible job this season as the Minnesota head coach. Gets fired after losing to Northwestern in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament after 4 years. Tausch, what does this say to you about the state of Wisconsin athletics compared to some of the other teams and our closest rivals in the Big Ten?
Well, I think Gardo has done a really good job, and when they go on this inevitable Sweet 16 push like I predicted,
Final Four,
you're going to even feel better about it, but it's hard. The landscape of college sports is changing so rapidly. You see, all the old guys got out of it. They said enough. The young guys are just trying to piece together and figure out how to be a GM, how to manage rosters, and keep guys. It's gotten harder and harder to do, and it doesn't take long. And patience level not very high either. So. I don't feel bad. The Gophers, it is what it is. This is a competitive deal. But it just tells me Greg Gard has really, I think, adjusted and figured things out a lot better and quicker than some of the other coaches. Now, they lose today and get beat next week. I'm guessing that conversation will be a lot different. But Greg, I think, has done a really good job of maneuvering through a really tricky landscape.
Yeah, is the Minnesota job a good job?
Yes.
It has been in the past.
No, it's a good job.
No.
The barn. It's playing the barn.
One of the worst jobs in the Big Ten.
Why?
Because they never win anything. They're never
good. That doesn't mean it's a bad... You would have told Barry Alvarez in 1989, Wisconsin's the worst job. Madison, well, you can't win there.
Yeah. Well, it was a bad job until he made it a good job.
Minneapolis and St. Paul, you can say what you want about Viking, all the other stuff. Big cities, vibrant nightlife, right?
Nightlife in Minneapolis?
Whoa, Nelly!
Maybe. I had the Big Sky Starch Madness Conference Championship game on last night while I was preparing for the show. And guess who the halftime analyst was? Creamy!
Ronald McDonald.
Green, former Marquette men's basketball coach. Could have sworn Tausch was in the ESPN2 studio.
Does he work for ESPN?
He does, yeah. He's doing the halftime show with Dallin Cuff.
Oh, Cuffer.
They were talking about team philosophies heading into conference tournaments. Unlike the Big Ten championship game in football, there's some value to winning the conference tournament. Certain teams can use it as momentum boosts into the big tournament, but a lot of times that's not always how it pans out. Tausch, what if you were Coach Greg Gard staring down potentially 4 games in 4 days to win the Big Ten, battling for positioning in the NCAA tournament, how would you approach mentally these Big Ten tournament games this week?
I think you have to be very cautious with Klesmet and with Nolan Winter, because it'd be great to win the Big Ten tournament. It'd be awesome to kind of ride that wave. But I think there's only so much emotional capacity that players and coaches and teams have. So I think in an ideal world here, what Wisconsin would do is dominate today, play a good hard-fought game on Friday, and then if you lose a tight game on Saturday, that's not the end of the world. You move on with your life, get regrouped, try to get... Right now, Wisconsin's only thing that they should be worried about is getting their guys healthy, find some rhythm back, and find a way to Milwaukee. That's it. I'm not worried about anything else. Find a way to FISERV. That would be my
How much do you have to win to get your rhythm back and find your way to FISERV?
2 games. I just told you, 2 games.
Do Do you think that they're capable of that the way they've been playing?
Obviously, if they played like they did against Penn State, no.
You think beating Northwestern and UCLA would be enough to get their rhythm back?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I think it is.
I don't know. I
could agree with you more.
You know what I don't understand?
Michigan State would
be a
better
something,
win.
You guys get annoyed, then you steal it and use it back against me?
Yeah, to annoy you.
But it doesn't annoy me. I'm annoyed that you're stealing it. I don't care that you're
exactly. So it's working just as we planned.
How does it feel,
Do you guys not have any creativity about you?
No, we're not creative at all.
Not creative. Not in this studio.
Good one, Jesse. Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, I got a question for you about how we handled an ice cream.
Do you guys not agree
situation.
That if we win two, we're going to play in Milwaukee? We'll be a 4 or 5.
I don't hope so. I'm not a bracketologist. I thought maybe you get to the championship game and don't win it as an.
Is that Donald Duck or is that an Oregon duck?
Is it an Oregon duck?
Oh, why boy. Is it pink?
Because it's an anti-breast cancer duck.
Whoa, Nelly!
Thanks. Thanks for noticing. Is that a Badger W?
Whoa, Nelly!
Beck and I were in the drive-thru of an ice cream place the other day. I don't want to say what it was because, we were going.
What color roof does it have?
It was blue. We were going through the drive-thru.
Interesting. I can't figure out what that would be.
We sat at the drive-thru for. There were several things that happened.
She choked. It sounds like
so. Kinda. We were at the drive-thru. We didn't know what to order. She was looking at the menu, reading the menu.
I ask a quick question before you?
Yeah.
Does the flavor of the day sign ever swing you in?
Yes.
To a great question.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. If I see Butter Brickle, I'm going.
Butter Brickle?
Butter Brickle is the goat of ice cream flavors of the days at this establishment.
If it's not just Reese's, if it's really Reese's.
No, it's got to be something a little more exotic. It can't just be like Snickerdoodle or something. It's got to be something big.
Exotic.
Butter Brickle.
Tausch loves exotic ice cream.
Yeah.
I am not going to have time to share the rest of this story. So
yeah, you do. You got plenty of time. Go for it.
That's not how it works.
Well, it is hard.
Hurry up.
Go fast.
Ordered a cherry malt after waiting in line for we were sitting at the window for a while deciding what to order. There was a car behind us, pressure situation, cherry malt.
Blowing.
The guy taking the order didn't know what kind of cherry malt. There was like a wild cherry or a real cherry. She didn't end up getting what she wanted.
Maraschino
I pulled away.
Cherry. Should I have, Eagle Eye cherry.
Should I have gone back into the restaurant after she realized she didn't get what she wanted? And is this on her for not being ready with her order when we first got to the window?
Customer's always right.
No. She choked. And when you do that, you take what they give you.
No, you don't. You go back in and get it corrected. That's it for
Whoa, Nelly. But they ordered it. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. How long of a wait did she have? Was it rushed? Did you pull right up and it was open? Or did you have two car spots?
I don't want to make you feel rushed, but you need to tell us about Pella Windows and Doors.
No, I'm asking. Jesse, what was it?
We got straight up to the window. We got the ice cream. Other cars were waiting for food. We didn't have food. We just got the ice cream. So it was pretty quick once we got to the window.
Okay. Well, then that maybe changes the thing. It also changes if you're looking for windows. Now is the time. We extended it. Last week I thought, the 72 months, 6 years with zero financing. It can't possibly. No, we extended zero interest, 6 years to pay off those brand new Pella windows and doors. You get a 10-year labor warranty. That is always included for those windows to be secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on Friday. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We'll wrap things up next live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
I just don't feel like Goody hits the home runs that merit holding on to draft picks like they're absolute gold. Because his first round draft pick isn't gold.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
That's it. We're already out of time. Thanks to Pottawatomie Sportsbook. They've been amazing hosts. Tausch is going to enjoy the games here today. I'm going to head back to Green Bay, but we appreciate their hospitality.
Salmon's really good.
The salmon is really good. And that is Tausch's last word of the week. Gabe Neitzel, our cousin sub of the day tomorrow. We look forward to that. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.